Yeah, there we are. Okay, you're listening to the Tempest Tempered podcast, first one I've done in close to a year, and you'll notice there's no music and there's all sorts of noise going on, but we're going to try to do this anyways. I'm moving on to comedy. I've always wanted to be a stand-up comedian, and it's not just because I'm funny-looking either. I mean, I just thought I, you know, could be funny, and I don't know. Anyways, my first foyer into comedy was when I was about 13, 14, 15, church camp. Yes, Methodists go to church camp. And I came up with the idea for the do-nothings. And pretty much that's what we did, was nothing. It was about five of us, four guys and a girl. And though she was kind of a tomboy, so yeah, five guys. And we all walked up on stage, sat down cross-legged, turned around backwards, and sat down cross-legged and did nothing. Not a single damn thing. It was hilarious. The only people that got us were the counselors. Everybody else booed us off the stage. So, you know, what a bunch of 7th and 8th grade, that's what it was, 7th and 8th grade. So what do they know about comedy? You know, something else. Recently we were thinking about, you know, things you never see in Costco that are being sampled. I mean, you can sample nuts and sausage and stuff, but, you know, you never see them handing out samples of, a Viagra. Do you imagine a store with a bunch of guys running around with, like, hard-ons all day? Or, depends, you know, they don't offer those up, and surely half the crowd that goes in there is old enough to use those or needs them. Let's see, there were some other things I thought were funny. You know, I had notes, because I thought, you know, I should make notes so I can do this, and, well, I have no notes. Hey, I have messages on my voicemail. We'll listen to those later. Okay. Well, let's see. That's about all I got for this week, so hopefully, you know, next time there will be more. Take care, and we'll see how this goes. Talk to you later, folks.